This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Budget session of Federal Parliament commencing today. House session likely to be focused on concluding Federal Civil Service Bill and School Education Bill. Health Minister Pradeep Paudel warns of suspending government support to private medical colleges if they fail to provide residential doctors with leaving allowances equal to their government counterparts. And Pakistan announces retaliatory measures against India after Kashmir attack. Now the news in detail. The monsoon session, also known as the budget session of both houses of the Federal Parliament, will commence from today. President Ramchandra Paudel has summoned the session of the Federal Parliament for 1 p.m. today on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. The winter session of the Parliament had been prorogued on the 31st of March. As per the constitutional calendar, the Finance Minister will present the budget for the upcoming fiscal year coming the 29th of May, and thus the session is also called the budget session. The government's new policies and programs will be presented on the 2nd of May, and the pre-budget discussions are likely to start from May 11th. There is a legal provision that the pre-budget discussions should be held 15 days before the budget announcement. The monsoon session is likely to dedicate time to concluding the Federal Civil Service Bill and the School Education Bill. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel has warned that the government will suspend all cooperation with private medical colleges if they fail to provide residential doctors with a living allowance equal to that received by their counterparts in government hospitals. In a meeting yesterday with the representatives from the Nepal Medical Association and residential doctors at the ministry, the health minister said it is not needed to debate the decision made by the Medical Education Commission regarding the living allowance for residential doctors. Residential doctors from private medical colleges have been protesting for the past 22 days, demanding that their living allowance be aligned with those of their counterparts in government hospitals. However, the private colleges have refused to accept the decision made by the 16th meeting of the Medical Education Commission. The 19th Lok Tantra Divas was marked across Nepal yesterday by organizing several programs, including offering tributes to the martyrs who sacrificed their precious lives in democratic struggles. Meanwhile, Prime Minister and Chairperson of the CPN-UML, KP Sharma Oli, has said the youths have a significant role in frustrating instability. During a program, a youth celebration organized by CPN-UML on the Lok Tantra Day at Bhrikuti Mandap yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said it is the youth's role to protect the Federal Democratic Republic achieved through people's struggle and sacrifice and realize the resolution of nation building. On the occasion, he said the present UMLNC government is devoted to stability in the country. Newly appointed Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Raghuji Pant, has assumed his office yesterday evening. Earlier yesterday, President Ramchandra Paudel administered the oath of office in secrecy to newly appointed Education Minister Pant at a special ceremony held at the office of the President in Sheetal Niwas. The appointment of Pant comes after Bidya Bhattrai resigned from her post as Education Minister on the 21st of April, citing health reasons. Newly appointed Education Minister Pant is a member of the House of Representatives, elected through the proportional electoral system. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka has said the government was planning to forward the potential of green hydrogen with the formulation of work procedures. During a meeting with Kathmandu University professors at the ministry yesterday, Minister Khadka said green hydrogen has a huge role in reducing carbon emissions and the government was for preparing a work procedure on it. The minister stressed that green hydrogen is instrumental in achieving national ambition on net zero carbon emissions and environmental protection. During the discussion, Energy Secretary Suresh Acharya shared that a task force was formed to research the potential of the alternative fuel sources in Nepal. Chairperson of the CPN Mawil Center and former Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has suggested that the government address the genuine demands of teachers. In the parliamentary party meeting of the CPN Maoist yesterday, Chair Dahal suggested that the government should resolve the problems, saying he has also been holding discussions with teachers, doctors and microfinance victims. According to Chair Dahal's private secretariat, he also asked parliamentarians of his party to actively involve themselves in passing the bills, including the civil service and school education, in the parliament. Today marks the completion of 10 years since the earthquake that struck Bar Park of Gorkha on the 25th April 2015 and caused great loss of life and property. The 7.6 magnitude earthquake killed 8,979 people and 22,309 people were injured in the earthquake. Various programs are being organized today in memory of these same devastating earthquake to raise awareness for the construction of safe infrastructure. A special program of Earthquake Remembrance Day is being organized today at the Tharara complex located in Sundhara, Kathmandu. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli will be the chief guest at the program. Earthquake Remembrance Day is being celebrated to give the message that let's build safe infrastructure and protect ourselves from earthquakes. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Pakistan has announced a series of retaliatory diplomatic moves against India and demanded evidence to back up the Indian government's claims that Islamabad was involved in the Kashmir attack. According to Al Jazeera, a statement issued in the name of the Resistance Front, TRF, claimed responsibility for the attack. Suspected rebels killed at least 26 people on Tuesday in the picturesque tourist resort of Pahalgam in Indian-administered Kashmir. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi promised in a speech yesterday to hunt the Pahalgam gunmen to the ends of the earth. New Delhi has also suspended India's participation in a water-sharing agreement and sealed its mainland border with Pakistan, among other retaliatory measures. Pakistan also suspended visas issued to Indians under the SAARC program, reduced the Indian High Commission staff in Islamabad to 30 and closed its airspace to all Indian aircraft while all trade activities with India were suspended. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudhur Paschim province and mainly fair in rest of the parts of the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur at one or two places in Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. There are also chances of extreme heat for the next 2 days in many places of Madhya province, along with the Tarai regions of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudhur Paschim provinces. The Tarai regions of Lumbini province may also experience a heat wave. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Budget session of Federal Parliament commencing today. House session likely to be focused on concluding Federal Civil Service Bill and School Education Bill. Health Minister Pradeep Paudel warns of suspending government support to private medical colleges if they fail to provide residential doctors with leaving allowances equal to their government counterparts. And Pakistan announces retaliatory measures against India after Kashmir attack. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.